Bueno, muchas gracias.
Thank you very much and good morning to you all. With regards to the question put to us by Mr. Santos Baig with regards to the percentage of women in the public defense services, we would like to reiterate our percentage. We mentioned yesterday 79% are women in the public defense and 21% are men. 79 women, 21 men. That's our figure we said yesterday. We'd like to repeat it. And Ms. Abdul Rochol asked us the question yesterday about the independence of the office, the public defense services, given that they are part of the judicial branch of government. Well, in Uruguay right now, this is being debated. The universities are, and a number of different, the public is debating the possibility for the public defense service to be decentralized and decoupled, therefore, from the judiciary. The only problem that we have with that is that in our constitution, there is a provision for the Supreme Court of Justice to be the one who appoints the public defenders. Hence, the option for it to be decoupled from the judiciary is limited, you will agree, depending on your approach, unless, of course, you reform the Constitution. There are other mechanisms which we could explore or that could be invoked, but this is a debate in Uruguay right now, debated by academics and citizens. And going back to the independence of the members of the Public Defense Service, quite candidly, I can say, and I'm certain that the judiciary does not interfere in any way with the technical operation of what the public defenders do in the country. They are totally independent in what they do. And of course, from an administrative point of view, they have to report to the hierarchy. But I cannot recall any instance of a public defender being sanctioned for a decision that he or she might have taken in the course of his or her functions. What would be ideal, of course, would be to have more resources for us to be able to adopt. In order to recruit more public defenders and thus be able to provide support to people who need access to justice. I think that would address your query. In terms of figures, I've asked Capital. If I don't, I think it is around 4% of the 4% of the national budget goes to the judiciary. That's what I recall, but I can confirm that later.